With Radio on the Go News, Brian Fancher reporting. The Iowa Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church held its final special session to vote on proposed disaffiliation agreements between the Iowa Annual Conference and United Methodist local churches seeking to leave the United Methodist Church via Zoom this past weekend. The Annual Conference approved 59 Iowa churches that will no longer be a part of the United Methodist Church effective November 30th. The vote comes after wider discussions in the United Methodist Church related to whether churches and clergy persons believe that LGBTQIA+ members should be allowed to marry and be ordained as clergy persons within the denomination, including a special session of the General Conference in 2019. The 59 churches involved in this round of disaffiliation agreements include the Salem United Methodist Church in Hubbard and the Rockwell United Methodist Church. Earlier this year, the Iowa Annual Conference held the first special called conference that approved 83 disaffiliation agreements. For many years, the nonprofit organization known as the National Child Safety Council has been working on raising funds from Iowa Falls businesses to supply child safety and drug prevention education materials for the children, preschool, and older, as well as their parents. However, Iowa Falls Police Chief Josh Nelson tells Radio on the Go News that he did not sign any type of agreement with this organization this year. Nelson says much of the materials provided to the schools are outdated. Because Nelson did not sign an agreement, any funds already donated from Iowa Falls businesses to the National Child Safety Council will be returned. Nelson says in past years, local businesses had donated over $4,000 at a time. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the two surveys he conducts don't show a lot of promise for merchants this holiday season.
Holiday and Christmas buying probably up by 3 to 4%. Most of that's inflation. So when you look at it, when you subtract out inflation, you're at 0 to 1% increase from last year at this time.
Goss says high interest rates will impact holiday spending.
One of the problems with that is credit card balances are maxed out. We've got the highest balances there on record. And of course, that individuals are paying 20 to 30% on balances that are carried forward. So that's a real issue. And we've got a nation of credit of high, a lot of debt out there right now.
He says the high interest rates are also taking away more income with increased mortgage rates.
Individuals now are spending as much as 40% of their income on housing. Now that should be 28 to 30%. Well, it's now up to 40%. And of course, that just reduces your ability to go out there and spend for the Christmas and holiday buying.
Goss says he's seeing people opting to get out of town instead of spending on gifts.
There's a lot of buying is going into things like air travel and travel, even automobile travel to locations for leisure and hospitality.
Goss says October retail sales were not that good and were also down for September. He says some of that September buying was for seasonal purchases, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Black Friday and the rest of the holiday season. Iowa Turkey Federation President Brad Moline says the variant of bird flu that's circulating in the U.S. appears tougher than the one that hit the poultry industry in 2015, but he says stepped up biosecurity at poultry operations is preventing the virus from spreading like it did several years ago.
In 2015, it disappeared in June. Warm temperatures came and it was gone. 2022 to 2023, warm temperatures haven't necessarily stopped it. It doesn't follow the fall bird migration or the spring bird migration, so it's been totally different.
The outbreak, though, has not impacted the supply of turkeys for this Thanksgiving. More turkeys were raised in the U.S. this year than in 2021. The price of Thanksgiving turkey is down more than 5.5% from last year, according to the Farm Bureau. If the outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza continues, though, the price and availability of turkey may be impacted in the new year.
So the whole industry is on edge again. There's no question about it. Folks on our farm and many other farms in the state of Iowa follow strict biosecurity protocol and do everything we possibly can to keep that disease out of our farms.
Moline's turkey operation is near Manson on the border of Calhoun and Pocahontas counties. It had a bird flu outbreak in 2015. Moline says state and federal government officials have eliminated red tape. There's a speedier process of euthanizing infected birds now. This week, the Hardin County Board of Supervisors approved a credit card for the emergency management assistant position for $5,000. The Hardin supervisors amended the county employee handbook to include a benefit in the event of death to be paid out at 25% of vacation time or up to $2,000. The Hardin County Board of Supervisors also authorized the submittal of a Department of Transportation application for the Iowa River's Edge Trail. The Alden School Board Monday night reviewed the certified enrollment information. There was a 6-student decrease in resident students and students served. This will put the Alden School District on a budget guarantee, which will be approved in the coming months. In other business, the Alden School Board discussed moving forward with the possibility of installing air conditioning in the classrooms. This will start the process of getting a better scope on the cost of the entire project. Initial estimates are over $618,000, but this does not include needed electrical work or architect fees. Over $1.1 million was recently awarded by the Foster and Evelyn Barkema Charitable Trust for the 2023 grant cycle. The Barkemas were lifelong residents of Alexander, created the Charitable Trust in 2012. The trust is authorized to award grants to tax-exempt organizations, which are of a charitable, educational, literary, health, or public service nature. Preference is given to the communities within the Belmont, Clemmie, Cal, Hampton, Dumont, and West Fork school districts. One $30,000 grant was awarded to the Franklin County Fair Foundation for paving for grandstand handicap accessibility. The largest amount, $60,000, was given to the Hampton Dumont Scholarship Fund. On the Go Media, along with our friends at First Bank Hampton and Kerner Whipple Pharmacy, hosted a food drive this month to see which business could collect the most donations for Franklin County food pantries before the Thanksgiving holiday. Donations were dropped off at the Radio On the Go studios in Hampton. The Hampton and Latimer locations of First Bank Hampton and Kerner Whipple Pharmacy in downtown Hampton. First Bank Hampton received the most donations. On the Go Media received the second most, and Kerner Whipple Pharmacy was third. Donations will now be distributed to food pantries in Franklin County. Today's guest on the Radio On the Go Newsmaker program is Franklin County Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bill Hittle. We'll talk about changes on reporting to Main Street America, and we'll talk about events happening in downtown Hampton during the holidays. The Radio On the Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays over the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 39, and the low of 21. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.